Praise be Jesus and Mary. I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. These words from today's gospel passage were directed to the apostles, but not to them alone, but to all those who strive to follow Christ faithfully. You'll teach in every one of us as well. These words are very consoling, and they should instill in us an unshakable hope in obtaining the promise of eternal life offered us by our Lord, to one day be with him in heaven, to enjoy the perfect and everlasting beatitude of paradise. We all desire to be with our Lord, and he desires that we be with him. In fact, his desire for us to be with him infinitely surpasses our desire to be with him. And that should console us as well. Our Lord wants us, greatly desires that we be with him in heaven, and he has prepared a place just for us. Of course, our Lord lacks nothing. Being God, infinitely perfect and blessed in himself, and nothing can change that. Even the rejection of his creatures, even if all the angels and all human beings rejected him, rejected his gift of salvation, of eternal life for them, that wouldn't change God's eternal blessedness one bit. But he did make us in order that we might share in his blessedness. And that's a blessedness that we lack, and which we can only find, in God. Our Lord's words should therefore give us great consolation and hope. I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, also you may be. It's important that we never forget our Lord's assuring words to all of us. And these two we heard in today's gospel passage. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? At times we do forget, unfortunately, and our Lord helps us to recall his words, his promises. And he does so at times in a special way through the intercession of his mother and ours, our Blessed Mother. And throughout the history of the church, there have been really extraordinary ways in which our Blessed Mother has done this to remind us of Christ's words, his promises, to us, particularly that of his promise of eternal life, which is the one and only purpose of our lives, here on earth, to prepare ourselves for heaven and to one day get there and to stay there, remain there for all eternity. Yesterday, we celebrated the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima. That's why we have the beautiful image of Our Lady here with us. We had a simple yet beautiful and meaningful ceremony to honor her on that day, marking the 100th anniversary of her apparitions, the first of her apparitions to the three shepherd children, Lucia, Francisco, and Jacinta of Fatima in Portugal in the year 1917. The message of Our Lady of Fatima is a powerful reminder, of the essential aspects of the gospel message, kind of summarizing them very neatly, for us. And, basically gets to the heart of the matter of the gospel for us, especially the aspect of the gospel concerning eternal life. It's really the heart of the gospel. Our Lord preaches penance that we might, receive the gift of eternal life, the reality of heaven, and of our need to tread the path that will get us there, the one and only path that leads to heaven, which our Lord indicated to us in today's gospel passage when he says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Our Lady's task, given her by our Lord, is precisely to direct our gaze or redirect our gaze upon her Son, Christ. And she helps us to walk faithfully in his footsteps in our daily lives, to grow in the knowledge and love of him, as she did with the three shepherd children. Yesterday, too, the church declared Francisco and Jacinta Marto saints. It was a joyful occasion. And by doing so, the church places them before us as, whenever she does any canonization of saints, you know, she presents to us sure models of Christian holiness, worthy of our imitation, and to whom we can also implore their heavenly intercession, for they are with the church's decree, they are assured heaven, as it were, or there are indications that they are in heaven and can intercede for us there, from heaven, and so this is something that we can benefit from, to implore the saints to help us from heaven, our older brothers and sisters who have made it and who are still concerned about us here on earth. Not only did the three shepherd children walk faithfully that path that leads to heaven individually, in their personal lives, but they generously and zealously sought to bring as many others as possible, with them to heaven, especially poor sinners, those furthest away from God and therefore most in need of God's mercy. The shepherd children heeded Our Lady's call to pray and make sacrifices for the conversion of poor sinners. Little Jacinta in particular, she was especially zealous in helping souls steer away from hell, the abyss of hell, and get back on track on the path that leads to heaven. Little Jacinta never forgot Our Lady's words, terrible and frightful as it were if we think about it. Many souls go to hell because there's no one who prays and makes sacrifices for them, Our Lady lamented. Little Jacinta never forgot these words, and in fact, they motivated her to be so generous. No sacrifice was too great for little Jacinta when it came to helping to save souls and get them to heaven. Nor was she content in helping only a few, just some souls, but she sought to save as many souls as possible, bringing them to Christ, the merciful Savior, and to his heavenly kingdom. Like Jacinta, we too can help others get to heaven, really and truly. Our Lord could do it without us, but he prefers that we be involved in his work of redemption. We could say co-redeemers, as it were. Not sitting idly by on the sidelines, but to be actively involved, in the great drama of salvation, helping our brothers and sisters, bringing the graces that Christ won for us, which are infinite, to individual souls, just bringing them, to individual souls that we come across and whom our Lord places in our lives. We can help others get to heaven, doing so by our prayers to begin with, praying for the conversion of sinners, simple prayers, especially the rosary. We can remember this intention in that beautiful and powerful prayer of the rosary that Our Lady encourages us to pray each day. Pray with great love, pray with devotion, pray it daily. Our sacrifices too can help others, especially if we offer them up with great love, even little tiny sacrifices, something we all can do. Fidelity to our daily duties and our state in life, always so important. And then the various apostolates we might be engaged in, especially the apostolate of good example and the apostolate of the word, that is speaking about our Lord, the things that people need to hear about and which will direct their attention, to Christ, to heaven. Like Saint Jacinta, we too can generously respond to Our Lady's request, sacrifice yourselves for sinners, and say many times, especially whenever you make some sacrifice, O Jesus, it is for love of you, for the conversion of sinners, and in reparation for the sins committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. like Saints Jacinta and Francisco of Fatima, Our Lady will help us to get to heaven, reach great holiness, and bring many souls to Christ and his heavenly kingdom. Let us not turn a deaf ear to Our Lady's calls, you know, that she gave to us at Fatima, her motherly plea, you know, for on behalf of so many souls to save, but let us respond to her generously. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Christus.